Hello, it's Jan Jordan, author and host of the Destiny of Times podcast. Welcome to Time Capsule 10.4, our reboot from the Roundtable episode featuring Captain Sven Howard. So sit back and relax or buckle up. Either way, we've got a great time capsule planned for you today.
And now I would like to introduce the final member on our panel. He is the commanding officer of the USS Destiny, set to depart Earth 2196 on its maiden voyage and first contact mission to Matharius Prime. He is the youngest officer in space fleet history to make captain. Please welcome Sven Howard back to the show. Welcome, Captain. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing excellent myself. Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining us on the show today. I hear you had something to do with the way food is processed and served aboard the Destiny. Would you care to elaborate?
Sure. I come from a long line of food lovers. I mean, I love to eat good food. So when it came to designing the dining facilities on the ship, I knew variety, sustainability, and food source security were important to me. So instead of installing freezers and cold storage units to our pantry, our perishable food supply, we built vertical farming bays, 3D food printers, stem cell, and MEC food chambers to create all food required for each dining facility to feed our crew of 174, plus 50 visiting officers, VIPs, guests, or family members.
That is fascinating, Captain Howard. I studied the schematics for the food growth and storage systems on board your ship. What do you think is one of the biggest differences in your space exploration vessel versus those that came before you?
Well, they used fuel to propel their ship, so there were not many options to grow or store fresh food components and primarily use the old style replicators. So unlike our predecessors, our vertical farm units and the Arboretum will contain plants that not only sustain the crew, but provide additional oxygen to supplement the ship's environmental systems.
Always a pleasure having you on the show, Captain. Your ship is the blueprint of the future, and I think Space Fleet Command is richer for having officers like you, diplomats like Ambassador Alain, scientists like Dr. Daniels, and allies like Todek and the Matharians.
Agreed. And now we will play a very special greeting from the science and chief medical officer on the USS Destiny.
This is Commander Steve Levitt, science and first officer aboard the USS Destiny. Although Dr. Janice Boyd, commander and chief medical officer, and myself are away on special assignment and cannot join you today, we wanted to send greetings and assure you everything is on schedule for our upcoming first contact mission to Matharius Prime. The Destiny launches in 1 month, so don't get too relaxed. We'll be back in no time to rejoin you, give orders, and make sure all mission objectives are being achieved. Take care, stay alert, be safe, and the doctor and I will see you very soon.
And now we will finish up the roundtable with panelists Captain Sven Howard and the renewable fuel and energy systems aboard the Destiny.
Thanks, Ellen. It's one of my favorite subjects, so I'm happy to talk about it.
Great. So tell us how your engines differ from the space vessels of the late 2100s and their predecessors.
Good question. Most of the ships until the late 2180s used propellant ships through the planet's atmosphere and then some type of propulsion system powered by conventional combustible fuel. Now, thanks to the quantum ion propulsion quip systems on this ship, we need little room to house the ship's engine and power source, which leaves so much more room to develop a functioning work-home environment the ships in the 2200s and beyond will have.
So I hear the USS Destiny will be powered by solar power, radiation, and space dust. Is that possible?
Yes, not only is it possible, but is the basis for the engines that we used in 2196, were actually first discovered in 2016. So when NASA almost didn't test the ion propulsion theory because they weren't sure it wouldn't work. But it did work, and it's grandfathered on the QIP system used on the Destiny.
Quite remarkable, Ellen, wouldn't you say? I am so ready to book passage on the Destiny so I can engage in the amazing technology Captain Howard and his crew are about to experience.
Likewise, Jan Jordan, likewise.
And that concludes our roundtable discussion. I'd like to give a big Destiny of Times thank you to Ambassador Lane and Ambassador Todek for stopping by. Delighted to have you both back for another episode.
Merci beaucoup, Jean-Jordan. Merci beaucoup. It's always a pleasure to talk diplomacy and sustainability. Au revoir.
Thanks for having me back as well. It was an honor to participate in the roundtable. Peace be with you and with yours.
Thank you, Ambassador. I would also like to give a huge dot thank you to Dr. Jordan Daniels and Captain Sven Howard for joining the roundtable today.
Thanks for the invite. I'm always delighted to talk science and technology.
Likewise. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Well, that's Time Capsule 10.4. Be sure to join us for Time Capsule 11, which will feature segments from our two-part Fashion and Food Aboard the USS Destiny series. See you next time!